Arthur, sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. May 21st, 1903. Dear Sister Arthur, I would be very glad if I could talk with you this evening, but as that is impossible, I will write. I hardly know where to address you, as by this time you may have left Boulder. I am greatly comforted as I contemplate the strong pillars of our faith. Those who possess true godliness will reveal it in their daily lives. In business transactions, the Christian will honor his master. In his social relations, he will manifest love, mercy, compassion, and strict integrity. In our lives, we must ever reveal clearly the high and holy principles of heaven. To his followers, living amidst the wickedness of this world, Christ says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. True Christians will let their light shine and will be loyal to Christ. Christ demands constant loyalty. Let nothing interpose between your soul and Jesus Christ. Cast your helpless soul upon him, and then the enemy cannot separate you from the love of Christ. My dear sister, I hope that you are taking care of yourself and that your health is improving. Remember that the Lord Jesus is the chief physician. He knows every anxiety of your mind. He is acquainted with your every difficulty. He would have you lay aside your trouble and anxiety and put your trust in him. Be not faithless, but believing. John 20, verse 27. My dear sister, we have a most precious Savior. You love Jesus. Therefore, your life is hid with Christ in God. Love for him will enable us to withstand the severe trials and temptations that come to us day by day. His love for fallen humanity has been plainly demonstrated. His love for us is of the highest, most exalted character. It never fails. Privation could not starve that love. The whole weight of the sins of the world could not break the cord of love with which he encircles humanity. It was the thought that so many would fail to respond to his great love that caused Christ's heart to break. The great question for us to answer is, do I love Jesus with the whole heart? If we do, his love will be more precious to us than language can express. Be not surprised if temptations come to you, but remember that Christ's yoke is easy. He has bound himself up with humanity, that humanity may be bound to him. Be hopeful. Knowing that Jesus loves you, you can be cheerful. Keep your soul in the love of God. Sometimes we may gain strength by being kept in quietness. Action is good sometimes, but often we may receive great blessing in calm, sweet meditation and in quiet study, waiting upon God for the refreshing of his Holy Spirit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, "In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Isaiah 30, verse 15. When we are in affliction, we need the grace of Christ to sustain us. You may have a calm and sweet trust in God. The Word of God is the bread of life. You may feed upon its rich promises. I have prayed for you especially this morning, that your soul may have a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, that you may sit together with Christ in heavenly places, casting all your care upon him who careth for you, that Satan with his temptations may not separate you from the love of Christ Jesus your Lord. You are one of God's older children. Your children are his little children. Your husband is the priest of the household. You may lean your soul upon his deep affection. If you are separated, you can write to each other. When you write to him, say that I am praying for you both. I have received for him the comforting assurance that the Lord will be his helper and will keep him by his power. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalm 84, verse 5, 11, 12. Christ's righteousness will go before him, and he will be guided from above. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 97, verse 10 to 12, 100, 2 to 5.
I wish Colorado were not so far away. I have many dear friends in Boulder. How I would like to see them and speak to them frequently of the Savior's love. But my work is here. I must prepare books and give the light that the Lord gives me. I do not want to leave an unfinished work. I have with me an excellent company of workers who take a decided interest in the work and who can value aright the light given. My sister, trust in the Lord and be of good courage. Commit the keeping of your soul to Him. He cares for you as one of His little children. Be cheerful. Whatever your condition, look in faith to the great, all-wise physician. You are to remember that Christ owns you and that He blesses and strengthens you. I pray that He will help you, that you may have health to care for your children, if that will be for your present and eternal good. Take hold of His strength and exercise faith, living faith in Jesus. May the Lord bless you and every member of your family.